Our gospel today is from the 10th chapter of Mark, beginning with verse 17. Glory to you, O Lord. As Jesus was setting out on a journey, a man ran up and knelt before him and said to him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. Honor your father and mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not covet." The man said, "I have kept all these since my youth." Then Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said, "You lack one thing. Go sell all that you own and give the money to the poor. Then you will have treasures in heaven. And then come and follow me." At these words, the man was shocked, and he went away grieving, for he had many possessions. Then Jesus, looking around, said to his disciples, "How hard it will be for someone who has wealth to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were perplexed at these words. But Jesus said to them again, "How hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than it is for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were shocked. And they said to one another, "Then who can be saved?" And Jesus said, "For mortals, it is impossible, but not for God. For God, all things are possible." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, O Christ.
Please. Oh, word for the show. Thank you so much. Paul is ready to read a story for the children. Are there some children that would like to go out and hear a story that is written for them and their age? If anybody wants to head on out, they're going to be right out there in those chairs. Just follow. This is Paul. Yeah, follow him out, and they'll be right out there. And you'll hear a story that is interesting. And also what we do is we find a story that kind of picks up the same themes or ideas or values as the gospel, and so they share that story, and then they also hear the gospel reread from a story bubble that's written at their level. So then they have some activities. All right, excellent. Thank you, Laura, Pastor Laura. This last week, I watched the finale to So You Think You Can Dance. I must confess, there are some TV shows that I follow. And I was just watching the final. I was just so reminded of all the things that I cannot do very well. I don't know. I mean, these dancers are extraordinary. And it's just very humbling to see something so beautiful and be in touch with how much talent and perseverance and passion it takes to create that. But this experience of being humbled by what other people can do is not new to me. 2 weeks ago we had a talent show here, and especially looking at the crafts that were out in the narthex. I mean, if you, how do I say this? Bill is very good at woodwork. I mean, I was going to start talking about all of my attempts at it, and I guess the best I can say is that I can make things functional, but he makes them beautiful, just exquisite. And there was a beautiful quilt out there that Doris made. Hillary has an eye for photography, and Hannah, and I mean, the list goes on. It's just like, wow, there's so many gifted people out there, so many artistic people. It is just humbling. When I was in the first grade, I remember doing my first drawing of my family. And, I forget who it was. I hope it wasn't my parents who said it. But it was something about, what a pretty drawing of apes. You have a similar story too, don't you? No? Camels. And so I think many of us can identify. Some of us know ourselves as artists, and many others of us don't. Well, in today's gospel, we have this man coming up to Jesus who had a lot of money, or had a lot of possessions. And he also had a heart for, as he says it, inheriting the kingdom of God. He wanted to be part of what Jesus was part of that kingdom. And so it's clear that he was very religious and very devout. And when Jesus queried him about all the commandments, he goes, I've kept all these since my youth. So this was not somebody who just kind of waltzed in. This is somebody that really had given their life in order to please God and to be part of the kingdom. But then Jesus, it says he looked at him and loved him. He saw someone who really wanted to experience the kingdom of God and to be a part of that and know that he was part of what God was up to in the world. And the words are awfully harsh for those of us who have a few possessions. Go sell all that you own and give it to the poor, and then you will have treasures in heaven. Now, I could do this to all of us, right? But instead, I want to explore the idea that this man was invited to be an artist. Not necessarily go out and paint, or to work with wood, or to sew, or to dance. But what the gift that he had, the resources he had, was he had a lot of possessions. And what Jesus saw is that he had the opportunity with those possessions to create a masterpiece of goodwill for the poor. A true artist is someone who creates something of beauty, who speaks a truth with what they do and what they make. And so what Jesus was inviting this man to do is like, if you want to experience the kingdom and be a part of it, then make a treasure for the kingdom. And that treasure would be bringing joy and needed resources to people who struggled with their lives every day. He says, if you do that, you'll make a treasure in heaven. Because every kingdom needs its treasures, right? A few years back, went to East Germany, while it was still East Germany, and went to, was in, I'm going to blank on it. Dresden. And apparently they had this thing called the Green Room, which was left over from the previous rulers that was mostly or somewhat destroyed in the bombings, but they'd restored it. And it's called, I must confess, I was exhausted when I went and saw it. But what I came away with was this sensory overload, because there are so many beautiful things that are in there and treasures. And when we think about kingdoms and treasures, you think about the crown jewels and the Tower of London. You think about these huge amounts of gold and art that are collected by those who have the power to collect them. And if you believe the movie that Nicolas Cage was in, there's this one of these huge treasures underneath Washington, D.C. someplace. Every kingdom, every ruler needs his or her treasures. But when Jesus talks about the kingdom of God and the treasures of the kingdom, it looks nothing like that. The treasures of the kingdom are those masterpieces where someone who has lost someone close to them because they were murdered has the ability to create a masterpiece of forgiveness. And I know that that is hung up in the halls of heaven for God to admire when something like that is done. It happens whenever somebody decides to take the time and to sit down and listen to someone who is rather alone and just to listen and be with them. Just a masterpiece of compassion and empathy and accompaniment. The treasures that God admires and enjoys are those things that arise out of the gifts that we have, these spiritual gifts that God has given us. And when we put those to use, beautiful things are created. The fruits of the Spirit, love and joy and peace. When we allow God, when we offer our gifts, our spiritual gifts to God and allow God to use them, wonderful things are created. Well, do we all? Of course. Well, now. Well, let me answer it this way. I've never met anyone who I haven't seen that has some spiritual gifts. Now, I've met some people that don't know that they have them and don't use them. But if you don't think you have spiritual gifts, I think it just turns out, where's one of the ushers? On the way out, you're going to get this thing called finding your spiritual gifts. So if you're one of those people who is wondering and curious about what spiritual gifts do I have, what spiritual gifts might I have? Oh, there it is. Looks like that. Then this is an instrument that you go through and answer questions, and it actually gives you a place to look to explore your spiritual gifts. Well, how much do you want to find your spiritual gifts? It has to be. How is this for an uncontrived little? Hopefully not too many of you. Thank you, Dane. Let's give it. Part of the reason there's so many questions is that there are so many spiritual gifts. The obvious ones that Paul talks about, like preaching and exhortation, administration, evangelizing. But then there's also the ones like listening, encouraging, helping, hospitality. And so it takes a lot of questions in order to kind of lift up the things that you've noticed you've always had a passion about, but you never really thought, that might be a spiritual gift. And here's what I do know, is when you're doing things that are an expression of your spiritual gift, life works. Because as you do those, and as you allow that gift which God has put in you to be expressed, you have fulfillment, you know you're a part of what God is doing in the world, and life works. And not only does it work for you, but it also helps create the kingdom of God here on earth as we experience love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and generosity. We all have spiritual gifts. And the worst thing is when we keep those to ourselves. But as we give them away, as we give them away and participate in the community and what God is up to, life abounds for us and for those around us. Does everybody have spiritual gifts? I know that Aurora has spiritual gifts. She's already producing so much love and joy and peace. She can't help but be a gift to the world. And as we baptize her this morning, there will be some work to do to create an environment, to introduce her to this God that we know and our Savior Jesus Christ, who calls her to be fully herself, to be a gift to the world through, Who knows if it's dance? Who knows if it's art? Who knows if it's being somebody that can fix things really well? It may be, we don't know what the beauty is that God is calling her to provide for the world. But I know that God has done that. Every kingdom needs its treasures. The kingdom of God, its treasures come from each one of us. Whenever we allow God to work through that, masterpieces are created every day in little and huge ways. Thanks be to this God who loves us enough to gift us so that we may experience the gifts of all those around us. Amen.